Hey, it's Paul Rasmussen. Get informed with Larry and John right now and stay informed with Rose Ryan Douglas and me from 3 to 6 with the KDKA Afternoon News on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 712. Larry Richard with John Shumway. John enjoying vacation, but no doubt up listening for Steelers Director of Football Operations, Kevin Colbert, who joins us from training camp. They're getting ready to get on an airplane and head to the Washington area for their first preseason game. Kevin, good morning.
What's going on, Larry? How's it going?
It's going all right. It's never been like this before. This has been a wild year when it comes to what you have been able and not been able to do. You've never experienced a year like this.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the league has when you have free agency compressed into a 4-day period before you get into your training camp, and to continue to have free agency as you go and are actually in training camp. So, you know, it's not unique to us. It's all, 32 teams have to face the same deals. And really, once we got past the August 4th and got most of our veterans back, it's been pretty normal. But it is it's a little funny to think about we're leaving for a preseason game tomorrow, or actually leaving today and playing tomorrow. So we'll try to be ready.
All right, big concerns yesterday. The rookie tailback, Baron Batch, a knee injury. Do you have any information on what that's going to be or mean for this young man who was showing some great signs?
Yeah, unfortunately for Baron, he did tear his ACL, and he's going to be done for the season. And it's real, obviously it's a disappointment for the team, but you really feel devastated for the young man. He was having a great camp, and he's just an awesome kid. And, to have your first season taken away like that is just, like I said, it's disappointing for us as a team, but you really feel for Baron because he's such a quality guy, and you hate to see, a young man's, first step in his dream career taken away. But he's been through a lot in his life. He's been through some serious injuries, we think and we hope that he comes through the other side. It's just going to take some time.
Yeah, how long would something like that take? Would that be that's the whole season, right?
Yeah, ACLs are typically a year. Sometimes people are ready to participate before that, but usually it's a year long process until they're healthy. So, obviously he'll have surgery and then he'll rehab and prepare for next season.
Well, I certainly feel for him. That's tough. That said, your number one pick, Ironhead Hayward's son, Cameron. How's he doing this year?
Cameron's doing fine. He's getting up to speed with the conditioning. A lot of our younger players didn't understand what it was going to take for training camp because we did not have them in the off season to be able to prepare them. The veterans knew what to expect. The rookies really didn't. And Cameron and, several of our other young guys are catching up. Coach Tomlin has them doing some extra work just to get caught up. But, he's working. He's advanced on the techniques because some of the things he did at Ohio State were very similar to what we do here. So he's advanced on the techniques, which is a good thing. But, we're anxious to see him get in the mix tomorrow night and see how far he advances. Everybody's kind of on a fast-forward pace here, again, with the shortened offseason. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all perform.
Yeah, and like you said, obviously every team is dealing with the same set of circumstances on, the way this thing all rolled out. But a lot of people like what they see on your team with what we have in place, positioning with the veterans who we're going to get a look at tomorrow. Coach Tomlin said, about 10 snaps for the vets?
Yeah, I think he always plays it by ear. He goes in with an idea how much they're going to play. And then, if they don't have a good couple series as he envisions, maybe he'll play them extra. If they march down the field and score or create a big turnover, maybe he'll shorten their workload. I know he has an idea, but he never has a He never has a set amount that he sticks to. He lets the feel of the game determine it, but he'll have an idea of how much they'll play, and it may vary by unit or individuals on the unit.
I got to tell you a funny story. Shumway was talking to people downtown about the whole, you know, crisis on Wall Street and the financial thing, and people said, well, there's not much I can do about that, but, hey, what time's that Steeler kickoff?
So it's a little concerning.
Tomorrow night, KDK Television has the preseason game with Bob Pompeiani and Edmund Nelson. And before you go, Kevin, I saw you on Heinz Field turf with Bill Cowher on Saturday taping a Batman movie. What's your role in this film?
Well, you know what? When you're a big star now, you have to sign that confidentiality agreement. Everybody's going to have to stay tuned.
Oh, you can't talk about that experience? It had to be fun, though. Hey, how's Bill Cowher doing?
Bill is doing great. I mean, he looks great. He's excited for what he's getting ready for the CBS deal that he does. He enjoys doing that. And really, the movie experience was fun, and it was very, very interesting to see how that all comes together. You really have some respect for the work that those folks do, because it's not haphazard. There's a lot that goes into it, as I think people around the city are seeing with the different scenes.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it is very tedious and not as necessarily as glamorous as people think on a daily basis. But the end result, we will look for Kevin Colbert in The Dark Knight Rising at some point in the future.
You better look close.
I hope you don't end up on the cutting room floor, Kevin.
Good chance of that.
All right, well, we appreciate your time this morning, and have a safe trip down to Washington, and we'll all be watching tomorrow night.
Thanks, Larry. You take care.
Director of Football Operations for your Pittsburgh Steelers, Kevin Colbert on KDKA.